This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
All right, Sal Capaccio joining us. Sal, we need to get right to business. We have so many things to break down. How was your weekend? It was fast and furious with the Bills contract extensions, the NFL league news. It was head on a swivel Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everything was happening very, very quickly. We had Khalil Shakir, Terrell Bernard, and then bam, Greg Rousseau happens, Von Miller happens, and then late last night, Josh Allen happens. And honestly, like, it happened 10 minutes before a planned podcast with me and Matt Bove, and we're like, oh my god, this is great, because if we had recorded a while ago, you guys know how this works, right? You get off the air and something happens, it's way different. So just letting everybody know, we have instant reaction up, the podcast is up, we recorded it late last night. People can find that on the Odyssey app, iTunes, Spotify, Sal Sports on YouTube, you want to watch it. But everything was done, and bam, we went right at it. So here to talk about it this morning, the Greg Rousseau numbers are coming in this morning as well.
Don't forget Reed Ferguson.
That's right, and I should Reed Ferguson, and that's right. That's a big one, and part of the reason I forget, as you say, is A, he was actually not a guy they extended, who was going into the final year of all those groups that we talked about. He was actually going to be a free agent. However, I think all of us expected Reed to come back. It would have been a stunner if Reed didn't come back, but you're right about that. Reed's back, and good for Reed. I think Reed now, he's set up basically to play a very long time in only one uniform and retire a Buffalo Bill if everything goes right over the next 4 years, right? Which is great for him.
Yep.
He is the only player on the team now that actually spans pre-McDermott Bean. He was here during the Rex Ryan regime. He's still here, and he's going to be here for 4 more years. Congratulations to him.
Well, from the longest tenured Bill to a man that might at some point be the longest tenured Bill, Josh Allen, a contract extension for himself. They add 2 years on. We're starting to see numbers. We've seen that Rousseau creates about $7.5-8 million in cap space. And Allen, we don't know the number yet. We just know it's a big, huge extension, lots of money. It's the kind of thing where, I don't know, the Bills fans are shocked. It's a day to celebrate, because every day to remember you have Josh Allen and, you know, you're living in that world is a day to feel good about the Bills. So not a surprise, but still big news.
For sure. Let's just start with the player and the situation. It is great to have the league MVP playing on your favorite team. For Bills fans, of course, it's pretty cool, but he's also really awesome at what he does. And he gives you a chance to win every year, of course. And as you just point out, like, that's just so comforting and awesome to know for every Bills fan out there. And now you know he's here for, and there was not a doubt he wasn't going to be here for a while longer. He had 4 years remaining on his deal. He's going to be here for at least 6 more years. And just knowing that he's the guy steering the ship, that they're still trying to win while he's in this window. And I believe that's the case. That's why the Bills are making these moves now. That's why you're seeing, you know, Von Miller get released now instead of June 1st and saving money, which we can get into right now to open up some cap space so they can make some moves. I believe the Bills are they're going to keep trying to win as long as they have Josh Allen. And I think that's a great sign for Bills fans and great news for Bills fans, of course. So, yeah, no doubt about that. And then you look at the actual numbers. I mean, wow. It's a record-setting contract, $250 million guaranteed. No one's ever had $250 guaranteed before. That's the record-setting part. The other part of it, though, is pretty interesting, which is if you take the $330 and you know, spread it out, he's only making $55 million only. He's making $55 million a year, which is not a record. He's basically having a bit of a lower average per salary. And my guess is Josh Allen and the Bills got together and said, look, we want to make sure that you are taken care of. And Josh said, yeah, and I want to make sure that we can still have the ability to sign more players and do what we have to do going forward. You know, he could have probably said, okay, well, I don't want to sign until I'm the highest in every single category, every single way. That would hamstring the Bills. That's not the case here. Yes, it's a lot of money. It represents less than 20% of the Bills' salary cap, which is actually, I believe I read, 13th in the league for NFL quarterbacks right now, which is amazing.
Yep.
Right? I mean, like, you think about the fact that he signed this record deal, and yet he's still not counting nearly as much as a lot of quarterbacks are on their salary cap. And just so everybody's clear, it is a brand new deal. It is not a six-year extension on top of the 4 years. He's not under contract for 10 more years. Like, let's say Greg Rousseau, he signed a four-year extension. Terrell Bernard, four-year extension. They're going to add that onto the last year of the deal, so they have 5 more years. For Josh, it is a brand new deal. No more 4 years. It's 6 years starting this year. And what they did was, I'm quite sure, we don't have the numbers yet, they're going to lower that salary cap from $44 million is what he was due in a cap this year with the money they're going to give him in the brand new deal. I'm quite sure we're going to see something that's a lot lower for this year, and then it'll spike, you know, going forward, and that will obviously help the Bills, you know, this offseason.
Right. I would guess it gets cut in half at least, like into the 20s area. And we'll see about void years and that kind of stuff. So we see the Rousseau deal has a void year in 2030. And, you know, we'll get an idea of what the Bills are wanting to do, how aggressive they're trying to be. They're locking up core pieces. Allen, of course, is the least controversial of anybody to lock up. So good to get that done. He's on his bachelor party playing these exclusive courses and also signing for $250 million guaranteed. Life is good if you're Josh Allen. So that's good.
Yeah, for sure. And we were just talking, Matt and I were talking last night, like, I don't know if this means Josh comes to town to sign the deal, you know, or is he going to, you know, are they going to FedEx it to him and he signs it? I really don't know how this is going to work, because we have heard, we have heard from Khalil Shakir and Reed Ferguson and Greg Rousseau from right here in Buffalo at the facility. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, if Josh's in town, but I don't know yet. We haven't heard anything yet. And you're right, Jer, he had his bachelor party recently. We saw that. He's obviously getting married at some point soon here. So it's a pretty good year to be Josh Allen. He just won MVP as well, obviously.
All right, next up, Rousseau. We'll hit the Bills' targets, and then we'll get on to the rest of the league stuff. Next up, Gregory Rousseau, contract extension for him. Also not a surprise, Sal, because, you know, they like Rousseau. He's a nice player, and this was another opportunity to lower a cap hit to kind of get involved this offseason.
This was always, as I've said to you guys, the kind of easiest one to do from the financial standpoint to clear space. The only question would be, are you comfortable giving Greg Rousseau $20 million or more per season? I've heard from a lot of fans who said they're not comfortable with that. They don't like that. He doesn't have double-digit sacks. But look, I think Greg Rousseau's a really, really good player. I think he does more than just sacks. But obviously, he's been a part of a defensive line that has not performed its best in the biggest of moments. He addressed that when he's with the media yesterday as well. But this is a deal that allows the Bills to keep a guy who, by the way, I mean, remember we used to talk about Tremaine Edmonds like this. Greg Rousseau is still 24 years old. He's turning 25, actually, next month. He's still very young. He's good at what he does. And this is a deal that another year down the road, if you had a great year and you want to re-sign him, you're talking a lot more than probably what he signed for, you know, here. The Bills, as Jason, what's his name? I'm trying to think of his last name. I don't know if his last name. Jason from Over the Cap is his name. It's Jason OTC on Twitter. Yeah. He pointed out last night, guys, he said the Bills are the most proactive team this offseason. This is what the Bills are doing. They're identifying their core. They're locking them up long term. And Greg Rousseau is one of their core. So what does it look like? Well, SpotTrack has the numbers. Just came out. Our guy, Mike Gennetti, I just retweeted him. And I added some color to this, which is his cap hit goes from $13.3 million this year to 5.8. They're saving $7.5 million this year, roughly $7.5 million. Next year, His cap hit is only still $11.8 million. It's not until 2027 where it gets over $20 million. So, you know, I understand fans who say that he doesn't get these numbers or whatever, but look around the league, man. Look at what some of these guys are going to go for. Watch what Josh Sweat probably comes in at. And I know he had a really big year this year. He hasn't been an amazing guy in sacks. He was better this year. He's also 3 years older than Greg Rousseau. Let's see where his number comes in. Let's see where some of these defensive ends come in. I bet you over the next week or so, a lot of people are going to look at Greg Rousseau's contract and go, holy cow, like I can't believe the Bills got him for $20 million a year looking at some of these other guys and what they're signing for.
Right. You'd rather be living the life the Bills are, which is we've talked about like their need for elite players and difference makers, but there are teams, the Patriots just kind of did this yesterday, didn't they, with Harold Landry, where you're getting average players, subpar players even sometimes, and you have to pay them huge sums of money to come there versus the Bills. Like, sure, Rousseau, it's a lot, but it's 11th in the league. So the criticism of he doesn't get as many sacks as those guys is fair. He's also not getting paid as much as Trey Hendrickson and Max Crosby and the guys that get 16 sacks a year. So, really, and that's been a theme, right? Even beyond Allen, Sal, like if Benford comes in at some point this offseason or not, with Bernard, with Shakir, the Bills aren't like setting the market with any of these players' extensions.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. The only one I think that we've been kind of thinking about that with is Christian Benford, and that's still out there. We don't know what they're going to do with Benford. He's going into the final year of his deal as well, but you're right, Joe. They're not setting the market. They're getting ahead of it. They're saying, we're identifying these guys. We want to settle in now because we're going to get good deals, and as we go down the road here, these guys would cost a lot more. And my response a lot of times to Bills fans is this as well. If you think, I can't believe they paid $20 million for Greg Rousseau, well, if you let Greg Rousseau walk, first of all, you could let him play out his $13 million, fifth-year option. Then you're really hurting yourself for this year. You're going to really hurt the ability to try and sign guys this year. That's number one that's going to happen. Number two is, who are you going to replace them with? Because if your idea is, well, they don't have enough really elite players, well, guess what? It's going to cost a lot more to sign an elite player, and they don't come along very often. Or you're going to replace them with somebody who's not as good. So you have to look at it from a lot of different standpoints and a lot of different angles as well. And you're right about that, Joe. So we'll see if they do anything with Christian Benford. Of course, James Cook out there as well. And then today at noon is when teams can start talking to the agents of pending free agents of other clubs.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline as the league year begins and the legal tampering period is underway. So Rousseau, Bernard, Shakir. Next up, Sal, Benford, Cook. We could throw Mac Hollins in here or Amari Cooper because they are unrestricted free agents. But, the Bills are far from done.
Ty Johnson,
sure. Like, do you have a feel for let's start with Bernard and Cook because those two are not unrestricted free agents.
Benford and
sorry,
Cook.
Sorry, sorry. Benford and Cook. Do you think, would you expect to see another one kind of lined up, like knock it down? Because, again, if they're a proactive franchise, you could sign Christian Benford. It wouldn't be one that saves a ton of money on the cap this year, but you could lock in a player you think is really good and probably have that looking like a reasonable deal because you were once again proactive on it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the question we don't know is, what does Christian Benford's side think? Right? Does Christian Benford feel, hey, I'm really good. I had an ascension last year. I want to get paid amongst the best corners in the league. And if that's the case, are the Bills willing to do something like that right now? And my guess would be maybe not. They really like him, but hey, you know what? We can ride this out and we can see what happens and we can always franchise tag you if that's the case. Now, maybe I wouldn't doubt the Bills are interested in re-signing him, being proactive, approaching him now, but we don't know what his side thinks. We do know what James Cook's side thinks, right? And I think that's been the holdup, which is he wants $15 million a year. That's what he's been talking about. And I've always believed the Bills are just not going to pay James Cook $15 million a year. Does that mean it has to come in like that? No. Look, I'll be honest, I was surprised about the Myles Garrett news yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. You never know when something just says, okay, they agreed to something and he had a change of mind, a change of heart, because look at this situation. That can always happen at any point. It would never shock me, to be honest with you. But we know what James Cook's side is at least saying he wants, and I just have a belief the Bills are not interested in paying that money. The Bills could literally let James Cook, unless he makes it messy and he doesn't play. Of course, that's a different scenario. They could let him play out the final year of his deal. They could franchise tag him for basically less than what he's asking for. The franchise tag this year for running backs is $13 million. So they could do that. We don't know what Christian Benford's side wants. And I think that's, it's always good, though, when you're kind of just in the weeds. You don't know. Maybe something pops up. But I think that's probably where you're, where the issue might be, because the corner market is very tricky to gauge.
Also, this weekend, sell the Von Miller release. Are you buying at all? Like, the cap move never seemed surprising at all, saving over eight. Are you buying at all the idea that was kind of out there in all the tweets about him being cut, the both sides being open to a return, like that could actually come to fruition?
Here's what I think happened. You know, when Von gets released, you see all of the, every one of the people reporting on it has the same wording at the end, right? Which is, both sides are open to a reunion. And I'm sure that's the case, whereas it's, hey, we got to make this happen. What did we all say, guys? They have to do something with Von's contract. Whether it's a release or it's a restructure, they can't live with him at the $23-plus million cap number. So they probably had this big discussion, and Von's made it clear he'd love to stay in Buffalo, but he knew that something had to be done with his contract. They probably had this discussion where they're like, look, we have to do this. And he understood and said, we'd love to have you back. And if you go out there and test the market and there's something you're comfortable with, that's great. Congratulations. If not, come on back and we can sign some sort of, you know, more, much more minimum type of deal. Here's the issue, okay, with all of that. Von Miller's going to count right now $15 million on the Bills salary cap by not being on the team. That's dead cap money. Mm-hmm. Even if he came back to the Bills for, let's say, $3 million, you're still counting the 15. That is 100%. That is happening. You're getting 15 mil. It's not like you erased that $15 million. So whatever he would sign for would just be added onto it. They were not comfortable with him at 23. So you kind of have to say, okay, well, we know that he's not, they're not going to re-sign him for 8 or 7 million coming back.
Right.
Would it be 3? Would it be 4? You'd still save some money, but you're counting 15 million either way he's on the roster or not, plus whatever he were to sign.
Right. Yeah. The way that could that discussion could have gone is, hey, like we'd like to have you at 3. So basically, we need to work your contract out so that we save $5 million. And maybe Von thinks he can get more than $3 million on the open market, or 3 or 4, or whatever the number the Bills would want.
Yeah, so and maybe they're open to it. I thought the timing of it all, because Von very much could have been one of these candidates that was given permission to seek a trade or something. Like, you know, that language has been used a million times in the last week.
Then the guy just gets cut, usually.
Yeah, yeah, and the fact that it went this long into the game, that speaks to me that they at least were trying to do something, and maybe it can't be done, and they're going to, you know, they're going to be friendly about it. Because that's another thing about the Bills I always want to point out, that Brandon Bean and the Bills, the way they run their show, they do not burn bridges for the most part.
No.
It's very rare. So, you know, guy leaves, they're going to say nice things, and sure, we'd be open to a return because they're gracious and they are professionals in this. And I think that has value.
Yeah, and we know the relationship Von has with the team, and especially Brandon Bean. You know, Von has made it clear he wants to be an NFL general manager someday. He's shadowed Brandon Bean at the Combine. He talks to him a lot about these kinds of things. They have a very, very good working professional relationship. We know what the Bills feel about him as a player on this team, what he meant to the locker room, what he still would mean to the locker room, the young guys coming in. So I'm interested to see what happens here. You know, Von is always just, he has so much love in his heart for the Denver Broncos. I don't know if that's something the Broncos would want to do. It would never shock me if we saw, you know, that the Broncos and Von Miller are reuniting in some capacity, right? I mean, that's something that could be out there. I don't know, but it's just the way it feels. But otherwise, we'll see. Maybe he does look out and nobody really wants to pay him, and he says, hey, I want to come back to Buffalo on a $3 million deal or something.
Yeah. How about Myles Garrett, Sal?
Yeah. I mean, I'm stunned. I shouldn't say that. I was very surprised when it happened. You're never stunned or shocked when something really happens in the NFL these days when it comes to money. But, you know, when there were so many people going, oh, what a surprise. No way. We all knew this was going to happen. I really thought this was going to get bad. I thought either A, he was going to get traded, or he was going to make it very, you know, ugly for them. So for all of a sudden that to show up yesterday, I was surprised. And obviously, you know, for all the talk we've had here and, you know, it carried us for a while, which was nice. Now Max Crosby off the board. Now Myles Garrett off the board. Guys are flying off the board. And, you know, for all the talk that we had, you know, I mean, it would have been nice to do something like that. Holy cow, guys, $40 million a year. He's their Josh Allen. That's what he is. I mean, he doesn't touch the ball every play, but he is one of the best players in the NFL. He's certainly a future Hall of Famer. He's still maybe the best defensive player in the league. So I get why they would want to keep him, but oh, wow, that is a lot of money for a non-quarterback and a defensive player.
How good an idea do you think Trey Hendrickson is in comparison? Because is he now the automatic number one dream idea if a Bills fan's trying to get an elite pass rusher here?
Sure. I mean, if you really want an elite pass rusher, I think that would be, you know, the next guy up where you'd want. I mean, this guy is, it's 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years, by the way, guys, right? I mean, he's incredible at what he does. Look at that money, though, that Miles Garrett just signed for. Look at what Max Crosby signed for. Are the Bills willing to be able to play in that pool? I'm not really sure that they'd be able to be quite honest. Maybe they find, look, there's always a way. They signed Von Miller a couple years ago to $120 million when we were told that they wouldn't be able to really go out and sign a lot of guys or have a lot of money. So, yeah, sure, that would be something that would be great for the Bills, but I just don't know if you're going to be able to, you know, pay him the kind of money he's going to command on the open market.
All right. Who do we forget? Mac Hollins?
Devontae Adams
is gone.
How about DK Metcalf?
Yeah, DK Metcalf to Pittsburgh. It is big money for Metcalf.
There is, by the way, Pittsburgh. There's a Pittsburgh Aaron Rodgers report from Schefter in the last, like, seven minutes. So,
Rodgers, Pickens, Metcalf, Tomlin.
Put a camera on that locker room.
I just want to. The number one thing I always want to say about this is maybe someday Mike Tomlin will lose the reputation for, you know, always running the tightest ship because Pittsburgh loves to get these receivers that might be a little bit fiery and then get mad about the fact that they're fiery. Like, I'm good with that. I don't care. But Pittsburgh, it's just always toxic relationships with their own receivers. And if they add Rodgers to the mix, it might even get worse. Like, who knows?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You're right, though, Joe. Let's do Hard Knocks with the Steelers if that happens, right?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be a little, that'd be pretty fun. So today, just to give everybody a little bit of the mechanics of how everything's working here now. So today at noon is when what they call legal tampering period opens. That's because teams can call the agents of pending free agents. Now, the Bills can go out and sign their own free agents at any time, like they have already. They can re-sign a Mac Hollins. They can re-sign a Ty Johnson. These are the guys going to free agency today. But other teams can't call their agents or talk to them until noon today. We all know how this works. Things start happening and people start talking at the combine and, you know, word gets out. So that's why you're going to see deals get reported pretty early here. That's at noon today. Starting on Wednesday at 4 p.m. is when the teams can actually talk to the player, bring him to the facility, take a physical, sign the player. They can't have contact with the player before then. And, oh, by the way, I want to report, guys, this does feel like the Mario Williams-type weather year. I mean, this is a great time to bring a guy to the facility.
That's right.
This is going to be like 60-something degrees later this week, right? You want to bring somebody to Buffalo and show them how great it is in March? This is a great year to do it.
Yeah. Is today when we... I'm trying to remember how this usually gets reported. Is today when we get the
compensatory picks?
No, not that. But get reports of, oh, this team and this player have agreed in principle to.
Yes.
But even though they're not supposed to talk money, right? I forget how it goes.
No, they can talk money.
They can talk money? Okay.
That's exactly. Okay. Starting at noon today, the agent can negotiate whatever he wants for the player. Okay. They just can't talk to the player himself.
So we will see, almost undoubtedly, with at least some players, we're going to see today, oh, this team and this player are going to sign on Wednesday.
Yes, and let's remember, we have had over the years, didn't this happen with Anthony Barr? We have had over the years a player agrees with a team, but come Wednesday, I mean, it's like college right now, where a kid says, I'm going to your school, and then he gets a school continues to recruit him and says, no, we still want you to come here, right? That can happen. It's rare, but it does happen where a player agrees to go join a team, and then he actually signs with another team because word gets out, and the other team continues to recruit him, so to speak. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Sal. Have your phone ready. Don't turn it on silent. Yeah. You know, it's a busy week, and we've got lots to get to as it goes.
Yeah, it is, and obviously with the Sabres trade as well, we'll be on top of that. We have the great Bruce Garriott joining me on Extra Point Show today to talk about the Dylan Cousins for Josh Norris trade. So we'll do it all today. Sabres trade from Friday, Bills, obviously what's happening over the weekend and heading into Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. He'll be busy these next couple days. Who's out there? Who's available? A lot of teams locking things up. There's just a Patriots trade. They traded a defensive tackle to the Saints for a seventh-round pick. So, you know,
three defensive tackle moves this morning.
Yeah.
Two signings and a trade.
A lot of movement. And free agency, you know, it's pretty dry. You're going to see players get overpaid by a lot because the free agency market appears to be kind of thin. Although defensive tackle... I would expect the Bills to be in on some players today in the next couple days. And, of course, we'll find out what kind of cap space they have on the Josh Allen extension. 803-0550, our phone number. The chat is rolling on YouTube. 295 watching. Is that our biggest number ever? It is.
We get watching live?
295 watching on the stream. Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's, you know, they're waiting for the Bills to sign somebody. You know how big that number would have been if they had traded for Myles Garrett? Be like, you know, everybody in America.
Oh, it'd be
maybe not.
But thought, would it be 1,000?
It'd be huge.
At least.
If you're out there listening, you can give us a call. Lots of things to choose from. It's a buffet. Vaughn, Rousseau, Josh, DK Metcalf, Myles Garrett, trade ideas.
The other Josh.
The other Josh. I mean,
Josh Norris.
Yes, Josh Norris, who made his Sabres debut. Dylan Cousins. There's lots and lots to catch up on. We'll continue to do it. 803-0550.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On WGR.
I feel like with every single year, I feel like I've gotten better and the game slowed down just a little bit. So I'm just going to keep on trying to get better day in, day out, year in and year out, and see how far I can take it. But I'm excited for the future, and I know I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm excited just to try to reach that pinnacle and that mountaintop of what I could become as a player in the future.
Gregory Rousseau, new contract extension with the Bills. You know, as the Bills were making these moves, there was some rumbling, rumored Kyir Elam trade talk. Did you see a little bit of that on the weekend?
Yeah.
And I thought, man, Brandon Bean does a lot of things that are pretty smart. But what would be smarter than trading Elam while signing other players you've drafted to big, long extensions? You know, headline, Rousseau, Bernard, Shakir.
Yeah.
They're all locking everybody up. Elam? What? Who? Now he's gone. Anyway, he's not been traded.
No. Although they kind of need to do that.
Yes.
He has a $4.3 million cap hit. They save, by cutting him, zero. They save by trading him 2.5.
Yeah, you know what they should do if they can't find a really good trade? They should offer, like, Elam and a sixth for a seventh.
Right.
Here, have a corner. Have a depth corner that we can't use.
Yep.
Try to save money. All right, 803-0550. So Garrett gone, Metcalf gone. Other ideas you might have liked? Max Crosby gone, Davante Adams gone. You know, defensive end, defensive tackle. DJ Jones looks like he's re-signing with Denver. So the kind of question we get to today is we spent, you know, 2-3 weeks with these pie-in-the-sky ideas that would have been expensive. And now what's the predominant idea? What's the prevailing thought out there, Bills fans? Like, what do you think? Who's the name you want? Maybe it is Trey Hendrickson. We had the chat mention that we are not bringing up T. Higgins.
No.
I think that's super unlikely. Both players with the Bengals, by the way, interesting enough. And Hendrickson's probably going to leave because they're going to get T. Higgins done on a deal. And the Bengals are going to pay two receivers $70 million, maybe, because the Bengals have already committed to making Chase the highest paid receiver. So that's got to happen.
Yep.
And Higgins is going to come in under that, probably top five money, top 10 money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I saw a good joke yesterday that the Bengals are going to be blown away when they read about all the Sunday news in the newspaper Monday morning.
That's funny. Well, here we go. Free agency begins Wednesday, start of the league year. We are inside the legal tampering period now, so stuff's going to start to get reported, you know, leaked, whatever. Aaron Rodgers could have a home by the end of the day. Who knows?
Should we be hunting down to a name that, like, isn't available now that could be? Like, was it a week ago? Or maybe was it 8 days ago? When did Metcalf become available? When was the first report that Metcalf wants a trade? Was it last weekend? Or was it during the week? It was during the week, wasn't it?
During the week.
Okay, so a week ago, Metcalf isn't available. A week later, he has been traded to Pittsburgh. So can I get, like, two guys around the league that are star players that a week ago weren't available that now are? Hendrickson, same thing. 2 weeks ago, Hendrickson's name wasn't the trade name. It was Garrett and Crosby. Now we're sitting here and it's Hendrickson. So it's Geno Smith. Nobody saw that coming.
That's right.
So... Nope. Hendrickson is the big name available, but it's certainly possible that the Bills or anyone else could trade for like a name player that we don't think is available right now.
Speaking of which, like thinking about all these ideas and all these names, I wonder where Mac Hollins is in this.
Yeah,
would he have been signed by now? Anyway,
does he want to see if he's got a market of any kind? Did he see Tutu Atwell get $10 million and think, I'm as good as Tutu Atwell, do more than Tutu Atwell does?
I just led a team in touchdown catches.
I do that. I play special teams. I'm a veteran presence. Like, hey, Buffalo, loved it here, guys, but New England wants to give me $9 million a year. I think I'm going to go do that.
Yep.
So I'm just saying, like, if the market is dumb at wide receiver, then that might be how Mac Collins doesn't come back to the Bills.
Get some calls in. Dennis in Lockport is up. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad you brought up Matt Hollins. I'd like to see him come back. Guys, what do you think about possibly a Khalil Boza reunion in Buffalo? They're both a little bit older, but they got the experience, and they still are able to play the game.
Yep.
Yeah, Joey Bosa.
I think they're in two different spots. One, Khalil Mack is still a big-time difference maker and a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bills, of course, reach out and be interested. And on Bosa, he looks like he might be cooked. He's not. He doesn't play a lot.
He's so injured. Yeah.
I mean, Bosa is going to get a contract somewhere to try to play, but that's not something I would count on at all. I mean, the Bills right now have Epinesa,
Rousseau,
Smoot.
Smoot's free agent. Javon Solomon.
They'll draft at least one. I'm on to four. I bet they try and sign Mac. I mean, Khalil Mack might be the number one name right now that you go for, right?
Yeah, I think so. And well, unless, what do they want? Do they want another couple-year, you know, veteran 33, 34-year-old, and then we have to do it all over again in 2-3 years? Or do they want to just pay Josh Sweat 5 years and we're good? This is our guy for 5 years.
Yeah.
But because he's what? Is he 27, Josh Sweat? So are they looking for a long-term answer? Or could they even do both? Both might be a lot to ask for, but they're going to sign two free agents at least that are going to get solid chunks of change. And right now, I mean, we just went through it. If Javon Solomon is the third name we're getting to a defensive end, then your number, honestly, right now, looking around the roster, where are their biggest holes? They don't have many, but where are their biggest holes? Could you answer defensive end is number one and number two?
No, you couldn't answer that.
You could say defensive tackle is number two.
You could say receiver is number two. They don't have Mac Hollins or Amari Cooper on the team currently. Even the people that want to run it back, pieces are not there to run it back. So you could say a lot of things. Ian Hart, it's a Fantasy Life. I read his piece. The Bills' biggest holes, his number one, receiver. His number two, defensive tackle. His number three is defensive end.
Because to me, they need two defensive ends right now to play when you're rushing the passer. Epinesa is going to play on rundowns, but when it's third down, you need a guy to play where Vaughn did, and then you need another guy that's going to play when either Rousseau comes off or Vaughn's not out there, because you need a rotational. So to me, you need two defensive ends. Right, maybe one of them's not above defensive tackle or receiver, but I think they need two. They probably need three, really, but two meaningful ones at least.
803-0550. Thanks, Dennis, for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550. Free agency in the NFL.
Today's going to be the day where you just refresh Twitter and something new will have happened.
Right. I think Rodgers will have a new home.
The quarterback carousel rumors from this morning are all over. Like Rodgers and the Steelers, Rodgers and the Seahawks,
Rodgers and the Giants,
Fields and the Jets is like growing. There's a lot of steam on that right now.
Darnold and the Steelers, Darnold and the Seahawks. What are the Seahawks doing exactly? Just a full rebuild?
I think we probably don't find out till today. Don't we not? Do we find out what they're doing when we see who their quarterback move is?
But, I mean, to do all this to sign Sam Darnold, who else could it be?
That's what I mean. Like, they could do nothing, and that's their starting over.
Right, a rebuild. I mean,
signing Darnold is we're going to try to win with Sam Darnold, I think.
Geno Smith is good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's not the best. He's good.
Yeah.
That was a steal for a third-round pick for the Raiders. Geno can play. And
he's a big Steven Ruiz loves Geno, right?
Geno,
whenever he does his quarterback rankings every year, he's always like way higher than people think.
Geno Smith is good, and Seattle's going to go from that to who knows what.
He is also entering his age 35 season, though. McDonald is probably thinking, I want my long term guy. He's got 1 year left, so were they about to pay Geno at 35 years old, going into his 36th season? Darnold, it is funny they'd be going from one failed Jets quarterback to another failed Jets quarterback.
Zach Wilson in 5 years.
There's a Zach Wilson rumor this morning with
the Titans. Zach Wilson to the Titans, maybe.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, just one thing for you here, because I mentioned Ian Harditz on what every team needs. He said the Bills' number one need is receiver, and you've got still a good chunk of Bills fans that point to the Bills scored a lot of points last year. How could they possibly need a receiver? And Ian Harditz pointed out the Bills last year ranked 27th in the NFL in open score among receivers and tight ends. Josh Allen is lifting the earth on his shoulders in the passing game. And people that watch the NFL think you maybe want to get him a guy that gets open on the outside. And right now, you don't even have any under contract. Got Keon Coleman and Tyrell Shavers? Or is he available? What's the depth chart look like right now? I haven't even thought about it.
Who's under contract, because, a wide receiver?
Because we thought we were so
like
locked
outside,
in.
Outside receiver.
Right, outside receiver. Because we're so locked in on the idea that Mac Hollins is back, and yet he is not yet back. Maybe that happens today.
I'm telling you, though, if he wants to see what's out there in that market, that receiver market might be dumb. Right now at wide receiver, so Shakir is obviously under contract. Curtis Samuel is under contract. Coleman, KJ Hamler, Tyrell Shavers, and Jalen Virgil.
Okay.
So outside, primarily outside, Coleman and Shavers, I think, is it. Yeah. That's it.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR, Paul at 830.
There's an empty net waiting. Alex on the backhand! Point number 1600 for the grade 8 is an empty net clincher.
The Ovechkin chase moves on, chasing Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. That's going to happen this month.
Probably. He's 8 from tying, 9 from breaking the record now.
Exciting.
Single digits.
803-0550. Joe has asked if I want trivia, and I'm going to say yes to this. Here's my question.
Instant trivia.
Is there any chance that you run instant trivia, or we do this as a rule, like the New York Times does its crossword, where Monday's easy? You're like, hey,
yeah,
I'm back from the weekend.
Monday's easy.
Don't hit me over the head with something super hard. It's a Monday.
But by the time we get to Friday, it's like...
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I do have a good trivia question.
It's a slog.
I do have a good trivia question. There was a Sabres one, but go ahead.
But it's not a Monday?
No.
Trivia? Here's some Monday trivia for you. Greg Rousseau signs his contract over the weekend. Since 2000, there are 7 Bills with more sacks than Greg Rousseau. Who are they?
Okay. Since 2000, 7 Bills with more sacks than Gregory Rousseau.
Last 25 years of Bills history, he's 8th with 25.0.
Okay. Mario Williams.
Number 4 with 43. He also did it in 63 games, which is by far the most efficient.
Jerry Hughes.
Jerry Hughes is 2nd, 53 sacks in 144 games.
Aaron Schobel.
Number 1, 78 sacks. Also the all-time leading sacker on Tom Brady.
Kyle Williams.
Number 3, 48.5.
Okay. Those are the easy ones, right?
Yep. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so you're missing 5, 6, 7.
There are three,
exactly how it should go.
There are 3 more.
Yep. Schobel, Hughes,
what's the number
Williams,
for
Williams.
Rousseau?
25.
So more than 25 sacks. Ooh. I mean... How many more N's here?
One.
One more end.
One more end. Yeah. Do you want the games played?
Is there an obvious answer here?
Here, the games played on the defensive end is 147. He had 32.5 sacks in 147
Chris
games.
Chris Kelsey.
I thought that might give it away. They signed that guy to an extension. He had 32 sacks in 150 games.
Yeah. I mean, I've got all the names right at the top of my head. I just want to get them wrong. Like,
yeah.
Right.
That's right.
I want to keep the streak
alive. It's
not
about thinking of the names. It's thinking of the right names.
Right.
Because, yeah.
Like, I'm flirting with a few. Like, Lorenzo Alexander had a bunch of sacks and double digits in one season, but I don't think he got to 25. And I've got, did Marcel Darius get that many? He was a disruptor. Darius.
Darius is correct. He's 5th with 35 sacks in 91 games.
All right. So, one left?
One left. With 27.
27 sacks.
That's the number.
It's 2000. What position? Edge, tackle, linebacker.
Tackle.
Defensive tackle.
No, the highest linebacker on here is London Fletcher with 14.5.
Defensive tackle.
Jordan Poyer with 11. Look at that. Defensive tackle.
Okay. Ed Oliver.
Right. 27 for Ed Oliver. Right. You got the right thought process. Lorenzo Alexander, 24.
Okay.
So he was one below.
In the neighborhood.
And then next after that, Ryan Denny. That's your top 10.
All right. 803-0550, open segment when we return. If you want to react to the Sabres trade of Dylan Cousins, or let's start the NFL league year. All right. Pick yourselves up. You wanted Metcalf, you're heartbroken. You wanted Garrett, you're heartbroken. Who's next? We got to have something to rally around here. We got to have some idea. So we'll give you our best, some of the names out there to watch for today, and get yours as well. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe, as the league year begins, legal tampering starts. It's a good time. Join us on WGR.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.